You're listening to Innovation in Education, the Pulaski Academy podcast, where we share stories of how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve. Now, here are your hosts, Greg Ledbetter and Matt Pulley.
With you fans tonight, we are going to talk about different aspects of the school unrelated to athletics. And tonight we're going to talk about our visual arts program for the high school at PA. And we are very fortunate to have Britton Davis, who is in our visual arts department. Hello, Britton.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here tonight.
Well, thank you for taking the time to be with us. Just so that we can get to know you a little bit better, give us a little bit about your a little bit of detail about your background.
Sure. This is my second year teaching at PA. My fourth year teaching at the high school level, and this has by far been the most amazing and fun experience. I really love teaching here at Pulaski Academy. I had the opportunity to attend art school in Chicago and go to the School of the Art Institute of Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And so I love getting to bring some of that knowledge and experience back to Arkansas, where I got to spend quite a few years growing up. As a young person, and so I just am really passionate about seeing our state and our community grow in the arts, and it's a really fun time to be here in Central Arkansas.
That is awesome. Now, when you were studying in Chicago, did you have a specialty that
I did. So I was actually in the Fiber and Material Studies department, so I got to do a lot of things with material research and textiles. And I also majored in, or had a lot of graduate hours in ceramics and art history. So I love it all. It's really fun, and the school is very interdisciplinary, and so I was able to experience a lot while I was there studying.
Well, that's that sounds very interesting and not sort of atypical of an art teacher, I would say, which is why you brought some unique qualities to the school. So. Tell us a little bit why you think studying visual arts at PA is not only essential, but it's also unique here.
It really is. It's just such a special place, the combination of the support that we have through our administration, the small class size, the facilities. Our upper school art department is just dynamic. Our department head, Caitlin Johnston, is so supportive. And fun, and we just really enjoy what we get to do. So I think it's a really special time to get to be in students' lives at the high school level and help just grow their confidence in their own problem solving and creative solution making. And so we offer graphic design, and we offer courses like drawing and ceramics, which are more fine art-ish. But just developing that problem solving, creative, spirit in a student, no matter what they end up doing in the future, is really essential, and it's just such a cool opportunity to get to help guide that process. So
that's awesome. You know, and as we do tours, we love to come to the visual arts area, mm-hmm. because we've got two really nice studios here, and so to have somebody like you to fill one is and Caitlin and the mm-hmm. other is pretty awesome. I think it seems like to me that as I've seen art here in the past in my mm-hmm. 27 years, that you and Caitlin have really brought the art department to a new level. And I've noticed that you like to use specific ways or projects that connect the students to the community.
Yes.
Can you give us an example?
Sure,
of one or two of those?
I think for students, you know, high school students especially, they're so perceptive, and they really connect to art, especially when they see the purpose in it. And so that's why I especially love to just expose them to different materials or processes. We do everything from rug tufting to we do things in spray foam and plaster, mold making. Wow. We learn about how toilets are made in the history of ceramics. And so really making it practical and real for them. We're doing a project right now with my ceramic students where they're actually designing a custom slow eater dog bowl for a dog that they got to, you know, temporarily adopt from the Pulaski County Humane Society, and so that we have a dog picking day. They get to select their dog and they do research on the different difficulties the dog has maybe around eating, and so they get to make a product specifically helping or maybe even solving some of those problems for a canine, and then we get to do other things which address those same problem-solving skills in graphic design. So they're actually doing a project this year called the Freshman Kit, where they're making a brochure for a student that is brand new to the upper school, and who knows that better than students that have been freshmen. So things like that, making projects real for them, getting them in materials and in processes that, you know, maybe are not atypical of visual arts, I think makes them really dynamic and really own the process in a new way, and just helps unleash their unique creativity.
Well, and I like how you sort of bring in the idea of our mission, which is to inspire students
yes.
to explore and create, but yet you make it so practical and real and then applicable to their other subjects and the notion of problem solving. There was an occasion I brought a student in,
yeah.
and I asked the student, I said, hey, do you like art? And she actually was involved in softball. That was kind of her thing. And
mm-hmm.
I brought her in, and we talked to you, and I think there
yeah,
was a conversation. Remember that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And her mother said, you know, she really is kind of artistic, and started talking about cupcakes,
yes.
I think, right?
Yeah.
And so by the time you got her engaged in talking about how she liked decorating mm-hmm. Cupcakes, I remember asking, well, Britton, what questions should I ask students if instead of if they like art? Because her answer was no, and you said...
I said, are they alive?
Are they alive? That's exactly right. So,
and I believe it.
So if you're alive,
yes.
you are going to like art. And
yeah.
Another example that you gave me that I want you to share the story
okay.
about is about yarn, boys, and nail guns.
Yes. Okay. This is my personal theory, but sometimes, especially with students that, you know, are used to high levels of energy, whether that's in athletics or other activities, you know, they kind of can struggle at first getting into a process that's more involved. And so there's a project we do where we get to use a rug tufting gun, and it's actually, you know, basically embroidery. But what I tell my students is that it's a nail gun with yarn in it. And so when you say nail gun with yarn, it just unlocks another level. And students have, it's actually really difficult to use. It took me a while, but it's super tiring. But the challenge, you know, is part of the fun. And I think getting to do like an industrial process like that, and get to kind of learn about the history of it is really fun for students. And they buy into it when they see that it has a purpose, and they get to work together to learn how to use equipment or use the materials. And it's just, it's really fun too. So
that is so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you're truly an example of our vision, which is to be a leader in innovative education. You're
well,
practicing
thanks.
That well. Britton, I've loved what you said, and it seems just, you know, so unbelievable and advanced and elevated. But if somebody has a child, or if there's a student out there listening that is artistically inclined, why would you say Pulaski Academy is the perfect, the most impactful, and competitive place to be?
Well, I think that's a great question. And so I think kind of what we were talking about before, we want to have the breadth and the course offerings for all kinds of learners to explore their creativity. But then also, like you're saying, those students who are very interested in building a competitive portfolio and pursuing you know, something on the creative spectrum post high school, we want to be the place to help you do that in the most dynamic and just, you know, impactful way that we can. And so we have a really you know, helpful process-oriented curriculum that we put students through. Our AP and pre-AP courses are designed to help that student that really wants to create a portfolio or apply to some kind of creative program whether that's art school or something in, you know, marketing or something in design. And so we practice that. We participate in National Portfolio Day. We host really competitive art schools here. We help students, you know, build on their weaknesses and really emphasize their strengths so that they can set themselves up for the best opportunity in the program they're interested in. So, which is really fun for us.
Awesome. You know, Britton, one thing that I think we're very good at in all of our disciplines in athletics is, you know, taking that developing student and giving them the instruction, the support, and the tools to really help them become aware of skills and assets that they didn't even know they have, mm-hmm. and really sort of taking that emerging student and watching them bloom. So how does that happen with you in art?
I think that's a great question, and it's really exciting. It's one of my favorite things about my job. And so taking these students that are maybe interested in design or creative futures, maybe even an artist, a studio artist, and helping guide and expose them to all the different opportunities that they're not aware of at the high school level. And so doing different research on contemporary artists and designers, exposing them to programs and schools nationally and internationally that can help support them on their journey, exploring, you know, what they want to do and be and contribute to the world. So it's really fun. And so with my experience being a graduate art student at the School of Art Institute and getting to intern and work for different contemporary artists and galleries, I just love getting to share that experience with my students. I think that's really special, and I love the small class size that allows me to really get to know each and every student and individually support them in their interests and help them build a really dynamic portfolio or interview process for what they're going to do next. And it's just really fun and exciting, and I think it's so healthy for them to just have that ownership at that age, and it's just overall just a really great thing for them as they take the next step in their life.
Well, I think you're a classic example of all of our teachers here that love to work with students, that guide and expose. I love how you said that, guide and expose them to different qualities and different just experiences so that helps them grow. Well, Britton, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you here. If somebody wants just to even see a little bit more about what happens here in the visual arts, how can they see that without having to necessarily reach out to us?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I would encourage them to follow us on Twitter or even just look us up on Twitter. We are PA Visual Art, PA underscore Visual Art, and we're really great about posting multiple times a day and giving you an insider's look at what we do in the classroom, whether you're a student or a parent. It's really fun to see the projects we're doing, what it feels like to be in the culture of the fine art department here. And it's really exciting, whether you're a student or parent or you're just interested. And our admissions team is great about setting up virtual tours. And if you're around, we would love for you to come and drop in and meet us and get to see what we do every day.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for that invitation. And certainly you can get a hold of us on our website. We have a visual arts area there. Also, if you come to our website and you would like to have more contact and information about the visual arts, you'll see our chat box. We'll be right there to chat with you. Or you can contact me at greg.ledbetter@pulaskiacademy.org. Well, that's our program for tonight.
You've been listening to Innovation in Education, the Pulaski Academy podcast, where we share stories of how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve, with your hosts, Greg Ledbetter and Matt Bullock.